This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz tells Civic Media's Chad Holmes there's more that unites Americans than divides.
I just reject this notion that there's two Americas, whether it's red or blue, or there's two Americas, urban and rural. This country has been strong because of both.
Hear more on the Chad Holmes Show at 9 on WXCO Radio in Wausau or on the Civic Media app. President Biden says enough is enough after Wednesday's mass shooting at a school in Georgia.
More children are killed or die from a gunshot wound than any other reason in the entire United States. Every disease, every accident, everything.
Biden made the comments in Wisconsin yesterday while announcing a $7 billion investment in rural green energy. A newly unsealed warrant shows murder suspect Maxwell Anderson tried to cover up Sharday Robinson's death by sending a text message to her phone the next day after the two went on a date in April. Prosecutors say Anderson also dismembered the 19-year-old college student's body and left pieces throughout southeast Wisconsin and in Illinois. Anderson is set to go on trial in December. More official prison time for the Waukesha Christmas Parade attacker. A judge in Milwaukee yesterday sentenced Daryl Brooks to 9 years for running over the mother of his children just weeks before he used the same vehicle to kill six people at the Christmas parade. Brooks is serving six consecutive life sentences for the infamous attack. Wisconsin is making it easier for low-income students to get their driver's licenses. The program aims to reduce barriers and curb reckless driving. The Department of Transportation's new grant program covers 30 hours worth of classroom time, 6 hours of observation, and 6 hours of on-the-road instruction. The grants will be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis. Marathon swimmer Jim Dreyer has given up on his latest attempt to swim from Michigan to Milwaukee. Dreyer spent about 40 hours in the water before throwing in the towel. He says the water wasn't cooperating. It's Dreyer's second unsuccessful attempt since going the distance back in 1998. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The investigation continues into the death of a Union Pacific conductor hit by a Metra train in Kenosha Wednesday. The victim was 34-year-old Austin Scott Raisby from Burlington. Sources tell us that investigators believe Raisby was inspecting the tracks after an alert went off on the train he was running. As he was inspecting the problem, the southbound Metra train came down on the adjacent line, striking Raisby. It's believed the NTSB is involved in the investigation. It's 3 years probation for the guy that lit a boat on fire at Reef Point a year ago. 28-year-old Kenneth Kroger from Kenosha was sentenced to probation after pleading no contest to 5 counts of criminal damage to property for setting fire to his parents' yacht. Charges of arson and felony criminal damage to property were dismissed. The temps aren't the best for a dip in the lake, and that's probably for the best. A beach hazards statement remains in effect for Lake Michigan beaches from the state line north to Sheboygan. The National Weather Service is predicting waves of 4 to 6 feet and dangerous currents. And Nashville comes to downtown Racine tonight. The First Friday event has a country music theme, with those going downtown later asked to put on their best Western wear. Jimmy LaRose and the Roundabouts will be playing at Monument Square, and there will be a line dancing showcase by Marcy's on Main Cowgirls. There's more about the First Friday's event on the downtown Racine website. In an effort to support local families, the Racine Public Library has become a donation site for the Racine Diaper Ministry. People can drop off diapers of any size, especially sizes 4 through 7, as well as pull-ups and baby wipes. The drop-off location's in the library's Innovation Lab. You just can't drop your teen at the theme park. Six Flags Great America has announced a new chaperone policy for Fright Fest. It requires all guests ages 15 and younger to be accompanied by someone at least 21 years old. The policy kicks in next week and will be enforced daily from 5 p.m. to close. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The NFL season is underway. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Baltimore Ravens 27-20. Tonight, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil to open up the Packers campaign. Head coach Matt LaFleur is excited to get started.
I think our guys are truly excited. There's been a lot of work that's been put in from the end of last season to now. I think they are excited about the opportunity to go out there and compete, you know, in front of the world.
Quarterback Jordan Love is ready to go this season.
I definitely think it's a very cool opportunity to be able to play in front of a fan base who a lot of those people might not have seen an NFL game, might be the first NFL game, so I'm excited for it.
Kickoff tonight is after 7 p.m. You can hear the game on WRJN in southeastern Wisconsin, WRCO in southwestern Wisconsin, and WCQM in northern Wisconsin. Today is the start of a three-game homestand for the Brewers as they take on the Colorado Rockies. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games over the Chicago Cubs entering play today. The Brewers have lost 3 of their last 4 games, all of them in extra innings. And tonight is the third week of high school football in Wisconsin. Check your local Civic Media station for matchups. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's always nice when one of your favorite shows is renewed and you're told by someone from the cast while on the air. HBO's award-winning show Hacks will have a 4th season. This week on Nightlight, actress Rose Abdu joined the show and told me that she found out Hacks was just renewed last week. Abdu was a great guest and plays the character Josefina on the show, which stars Jean Smart. Check it out. And for the love of God, will you please stop news? There is talk of Ocean's 14 possibly happening. The Ocean's franchise was created so George Clooney and Brad Pitt could work together and pal around. It's actually based on a remake from the 1950s that starred Frank Sinatra that wasn't that great to begin with, but George and Brad need to hang out while sporting great threads on cam. So they recruited All Quiet on the Western Front director Edward Berger to helm what will be the most recently polished turd in the franchise. I'm sorry, I meant film. America's sweetheart, Haley Welch, is about to launch a new podcast. Wondering who Haley Welch is? She's also known as the Hawktua Girl, who has Hawktua'd her way into our hearts. In addition to being a guest on several other podcasts, introducing a line of merch, and starting a fan club, which you can join for the low, low cost of $200, she is now launching a podcast to, as she says, tell her side of the story. You mean there's more than just Hawktua? The podcast will be produced by Jake Paul's company. The Hawktua Girls podcast will likely be a step up. Twilight is back in animated form. The show will drop on Netflix and tell the Twilight story from Edward Cullen's perspective as the character played by Robert Pattinson. The story is based on Stephanie Meyer's 2020 novel Midnight Sun, which reimagines the Twilight story from a different angle. Meyer wrote the original Twilight books in the early 2000s, which were turned into the hit movie franchise. The Twilight movies have grossed over $3.5 billion worldwide. Just because it's Labor Day doesn't mean a big snazzy franchise movie can't be released. Beetlejuice hits theaters this weekend. Michael Keaton is back to haunt the screen and Winona Ryder is back to ride along as well. Joining the cast for the latest installment are Willem Dafoe, Catherine O'Hara, and Jenna Ortega, whose teenage girl character finds the model of the town in the attic and ends up opening a portal into the other world. Damn teenagers. The film is reviewing fairly well on Rotten Tomatoes with a 77%. Also opening wide is a film called The Front Room. The film stars Brandi Norwood, who is newly pregnant, but sees her mother-in-law move in, who does everything in her power to get her evil hands on the new baby. Does that sound like a good comedy? Good, because it's not. The thriller is pulling a 50% on Rotten Tomatoes currently. If neither one of these new offerings tickles your fancy, you can do what many other people have done and go see Deadpool and Wolverine, Despicable Me 4, Inside Out 2, or Twisters yet again. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to feel a little like fall here for a couple of days. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 60s, and then mostly sunny, back to the mid to upper 70s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.